This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. This is by far the most entertaining, exciting, and sometimes informative show on radio right now. Thank you for joining us. My name is Frederick Penny. I have my co-host Todd Kunin and Denise Dirk sitting as in their usual spots, Todd to my left and Denise to my right. And
ironic at that.
Yes, ironic at that. Actually, Denise would probably sit more in the middle.
Yes, yes, yes.
Planned irony.
But the last time I raised that, Cal was the one who said, well, from my perspective, it's okay.
That's exactly right. He's on the opposite end. We welcome Cal Hunter and our call screener, Donna Hunter. Thanks for being here. I'm still waiting for my spaghetti, but we'll talk about that later in the segment.
You keep saying, oh, we just can't get our calendars together. So how many calls have you made on that?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
You know why? It's because she doesn't just do it out of the can.
No.
And she makes, like, really...
Takes planning, yes.
Full tilt. And the problem is, right now, is even though in California, you know, we have a long growing season, the fresh vine-ripe tomatoes are not on right now, so I'm going to have to wait.
We have to wait till we get them in from Chile.
Yeah, or wait till we get... No, they're not fresh, ripe tomatoes. So we're going to have a new case or no case this week. I have won the actual case or no case game show. As of last week, I ousted Todd Kunin and Denise Dirks. Denise Dirks was right there. I mean, it was probably by what they would call in horse racing, by a nose. I beat her. And therefore, Todd and Denise, we will be going to Morton's.
Oh, Denise and I talked about that. We've already gotten you your steak dinner. It's in the freezer. It's one of those Hungry Man Salisbury steak dinners. Congratulations, Fred. Well, way to go.
Yeah,
way to go.
No. I buy that.
Stir the potatoes at 5 minutes, though. Otherwise, it's just
don't think that's going to work.
That's exactly right. I'll make sure Todd's life. So they still do owe me for winning case or no case. They have to take me to dinner with steak and lobster, so we'll be doing that. So today we start with 0 points because everybody's favorite is case or no case. Those who don't know what that is, those of you who are joining us in Tennessee, we have two new affiliates in Tennessee, it is where Cal, our producer, is going to tell us about a specific case and something that he made up, and we have to determine if it's a case and what the outcome is, and we get points accordingly. We are not betting. We are just amongst ourselves, and you can call in at 855-LAW-RADIO and give your opinion as to what you think the case or no case outcome's going to be. And if you don't want to be in the air, you can also just tell Cal and he'll tell us.
And I've also gotten several emails of people with some suggestions for case or no case. It's info@radiolawtalk.com.
That's
some
exactly
pretty good
right.
ones, too. Yeah.
And that's the way to do it. So today we're going to talk about some interesting things. I know it's a shocker, but there's more to talk about. Lori Loughlin case and the emissions scandals. We're going to talk about Buckingham, who's one of the other individuals that was sentenced. We're going to talk about Todd came up with, he actually printed out, there's a chart. Is it by the government, correct?
It's the Department of Justice's chart that actually lists how many cases, like 51 cases, how many are going on, what the status is of them, and we'll talk about something that we thought was going on to allow for continuity of sentences. And although the sentences seem to be have continuity, we didn't know something, and we'll bring that up.
Yeah.
Something that
popped up that is very interesting. We're talking about vaping and energy drinks, and we might not make it this first hour. I might come roll into our second hour, but the important thing about a lawsuit and energy drinks, and you're thinking, what does that have to do with anything? Well, it has to do with Hollywood, and we're going to tie in why a lawsuit on energy drinks has anything to do how of affecting dramatically, not a little bit, any Hollywood lawsuits with producers suing each other or actors or actresses and what occurs there. That is going to be really interesting. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving legal advice. Seek local counsel about anything. We love to hear from you, but we cannot give you legal advice. Remember, whatever we say here is very important around the dinner table. Other than that, don't use it. You know, the dinner table when, again, the in-laws are over, the friends.
Hey, you know, they said that they did a study back there, and they say that, then you can counter with, on Radio Law Talk.
That's exactly right. That's the only way you can, but not in front of the judge. Given that, Cal, I am ready for our first case or no case.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay! All right, couple of them that deal with cars. The first one, lawyers and their cars, now to New York City, where a certain prominent lawyer by the name of Letitia Ann James had a big car, and she loved to see people in her Rolls-Royce 2017 Phaeton, and who could blame her? It's a beautiful car. So she parked her nicely detailed car in New York City and got a parking ticket. And she said, hey, wait a minute. I can beat this ticket. My car is a 2017 Phaeton, not a 2015 Phantom Ghost. I wouldn't be seen in one of those. And so I ask you.
Whoa.
I ask you. I think probably start with you today. I ask you, case or no case?
Okay, now that one sounds like a legitimate case. I'm going to say it's a case. So she parks it, gets the parking ticket. Her argument is when she rolls into the court and says, Your Honor, it says a 2017, whatever that other thing
Phaeton.
Is. What's a Phaeton?
A Phantom. The Phantom is...
I know what a Phantom
is. Yeah, the Phantom is the cheaper version. The Phaeton is
the expensive one. Yeah, that's what you drive, Cal.
Yes, I drive a Ford Phaeton.
Ford Phaeton, that's right. And so the Phaeton, she walked in there and said it was the wrong one. I think she wins, Cal, because even though it's a technicality, you can win on technicalities if the officer writes things down wrong and you say that I did not drive that type of car and that's the ticket for that vehicle. The only negative thing, wait, let me back up. I'm backing up. If it had the proper license plate listed. So, ooh, Denise is giving. So I'm going to say, ooh, that's where it comes down. Because they're going to have the license plate listed. Then it doesn't matter what make or model it was. Ooh, I think I've figured it out, but I'm not quite sure which way they're going to go. I think the judge ultimately says, the license plate is your car. She loses.
All right. Well, good answer. Dealers left. Mr. Kunin, you are next on this case or no case.
Well, Fred makes some very good points.
As always, yes.
And I am going to say that this is a case, and I'm going to say that she loses, that the ticket will stand for this reason. Ultimately, if you want to fight a ticket, you got to do a trial. And the evidence that goes before the judge at the trial is not necessarily the citation, but the officer's observations that led to the citation. The citation is essentially a complaint or a notice to appear. But when you do the trial, it's the officer's observations. And if he says, yeah, I thought it was this, it was that, but look, here's the license plate number, like Fred said. If he's got the VIN, that's even better. But this is what it was, and it was parked there. She shows ownership of it. It comes back to her. Done.
I think so the citation's not a charging document, you're saying. Okay.
It is a charging document, but ultimately, you have to prove the evidence is what proves the guilt.
Got it.
And you can amend charging documents on anything other than a felony all the way up to the end of trial. So you just amended the citation.
Denise, what say you, case or no case?
What's interesting about this one is that it is going to be it's not a case. It's not a case. It's a scenario, but it's not a case.
All right.
Because she doesn't file to challenge it because she can't. She has to plead the fifth. She pleads the fifth. She can't say it's not her car.
You'll be interested with the outcome of I'm sure. And I'm not going to sell you anything.
I'll tell you what's interesting, though, Todd. As you were talking, I know we've got a few seconds to go out, but as you were talking, I thought of one specific thing, and that was, maybe the officer forgot to amend his claim, or he just came in there and said first, because he's the one that testifies first, he says, hey, this is the car. And that's when she stands up and says, you're wrong. We'll be back. We're going to find out who's the winner, me, Todd, or Denise.
All right. And stay tuned for the answer to Radio Law Talk and much really more interesting discussion about the topical legal cases coming up on the show right here. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
Prolawfirms.com is not a law firm. It does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the contact.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hot Talk. I like that show.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Welcome back to the determination of who's going to win the case or no case, Denise, Fred, or Todd, concerning the individual in New York that drove a beautiful Rolls Royce that's called something that
There's
I don't know.
Phaeton.
I still won't know what that is, and I'm going to get one now.
I'm sure you will someday.
I'm going to get one.
Yeah.
Cal, it's up to you to get this, this radio show going so I can buy one. But let me finish my point.
Okay.
And then what she did is she apparently parked this thing, and I got a parking ticket, improperly parked it somewhere, and the officer wrote down the wrong car. So the question is, does she win the case when she goes in and fights the ticket? I said, yes, it's a case. We all three said it's a case, but I said she loses, and Todd said she loses, and Denise said no case. This is all fake.
I said scenario, no case.
Okay.
So those of you who say this was a case, that would be Fred and Mr. Kunin.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice. Those of you who say this is a scenario, but no case.
I'm gonna file a technical appeal based upon what I hear, but go.
Okay, well, it's sort of a true scenario, but no case, because, I mean, this is a story, but it's not an actual thing. But here's what I found about New York parking ticket law. If the information on the ticket has to be factually correct, how did this happen to work out? She threatened to show a picture of the car parked in the alleged parking space and that it was the wrong car. And therefore, everything is dismissed. She didn't have to do anything. Okay. But in New York, you have to get the details correct.
So here's my question then. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there is a person that actually drove this type of vehicle.
Yes.
And she was issued a citation.
I don't know about that. I just made that part.
Okay. All right.
I made up the cars.
Okay.
I look up the most prominent lawyer in New York and used her name.
That's all I needed to know. If you made everything up based upon the law, yeah, I get it. Yeah. Denise wins.
Yeah, based upon.
If somebody had actually written a ticket, we'd be throwing down.
No, so congratulations. but in the one case I was tracking off of which I based this, that's how they won. Is they showed, look, you said I was driving this car, Your Honor. That's not the car I was driving.
Yeah.
And so in that particular case that I used as the foundation, shall we say, for my case of upgrade. So that, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Mr. King.
Just really quickly, you remember the case, because this deals with parking.
Right.
Do you remember the case that we did a while ago where it came out that if they chalked the tires of the car, the court had determined.
Michigan,
that
yes.
Michigan court had determined that is a violation of privacy rights.
If they chalked the tires. I don't remember that.
Yes,
one,
if they chalked the tires, basically the court said, well, how is that any much different than if you put a GPS tracker on a car? You're keeping track of something, and if you need a warrant for that, then you need it for chalking. So it's a violation.
Wow.
Yeah, they can't touch your car. It's your car.
So I'm down in San Francisco the other day, and I see this cop, doing parking enforcement. And I said, hey, I just got a question for you. How do you guys handle stuff now that one court has determined that chalking the tires is a violation of Fourth Amendment? And he looked at me blankly. He goes,
what?
Didn't know.
He says, we still chalk tires. We chalk them all the time. So it's only that jurisdiction. And
I'm not going to guarantee anything. I bet if someone brought a lawsuit in San Francisco, they would win that case against the city of San Francisco.
And if they lost the case and appealed and it went up and you have a federal court that agrees with San Francisco, now you have competing.
Michigan agrees with Michigan.
Well, I got you. Now you have competing jurisdictions in Michigan and San Francisco, and that sometimes is what takes it to the Supreme Court.
And by the way, next hour we'll also take your car parking.
Oh, great.
Oh, it's another one. Yeah. So Denise gets 2 points.
She gets 2 points. That's
right. We got to figure out what we're competing for, because, you know, I'm not so competitive unless it's really good.
We're going to think about it during the breaks. By the end of the show, we will say what we're competing for.
Okay.
And then that's 50 points we have to get to. Todd, at least now you're in the running now.
I'm back in the running. Give me 3 weeks, I'll be
way behind.
I'll be out again. But
hey, you know, we are always up to date here. We've got a number of things we're talking about. We've discussed Lori Loughlin case and the admissions scandals. But what just came out Friday, late Friday, you know, it was on Fox News and actually came out on the Arizona Republic, is a new lawsuit was filed against Southwest Airlines on an alleged, again, allegations. A stewardess claims that the pilots sent her back. When she went back to the bathroom, they had a apparently an iPad or something back there that was videoing her, and they were able to watch it from the cockpit of her.
Oh,
I don't know
man.
What, but the lawsuit says it's just they're live streaming it. She's claiming live streaming stuff from the bathroom video to their cockpit. And
creepy if true.
That's creepy, but it doesn't just impact the stewardess. I mean, this is a bathroom that's a public bathroom, right?
I don't know all the facts yet, but I think they just did it like at the beginning when she was back there. You know, they didn't do it during the passenger time. We're going to find out, but they're denying it, obviously, and so is everybody else, saying, really? Come on, how could you do that? And I'm not quite sure how they'd be able to do that. You put an iPad sitting there in the bathroom. Wouldn't you walk in and say, hey, there's an iPad here with the thing sitting there going beep, beep, beep? You know, I mean, do you not?
Well, they've got ceiling tiles. They got floor tiles. They got the little, I mean, I'm sure if when there's a will, you know.
No, but it was the iPad that was in the bathroom. Even she is claiming the iPad was in the bathroom,
Actually, looking, it was, she noticed that there was an iPad on the windshield of the plane that was showing what was being live streamed from the bathroom.
From the
bathroom. It was a small camera being played on the.
Got it.
I mean, look.
Well, this is new. It just came out. We don't know what's going on. But there's a lawsuit filed. So I know it's a shocker that a lawsuit is filed, but a lawsuit has been filed. So anytime a lawsuit's filed, we look into it.
Anytime someone goes to the bathroom, aren't they essentially live streaming? Just a bad
joke. Well, it depends on the, you know.
I was going to go back into Lori Loughlin stuff, but we can't start up Lori Loughlin and leave
that.
We've got to leave that. Would you repeat that joke really quick?
Yeah. Isn't everybody who goes to the bathroom live streaming at some point?
Which I'd only say only if they're healthy.
Okay. Well, that's true.
Sometimes live streaming takes a while for me. I'm getting older.
Yeah. Having trouble live streaming? Welcome to Flomax.
Cal and I sit there for a while before
exactly.
we live stream.
Cursing a certain portion of our anatomy.
We digress. We're going to come back and we are going to talk about the emission scandal. And
admission. I thought you said emission scandal.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Here we go again.
Join us back, the crazy people from Radio Law Talk. We'll be back.
Thanks for turning on Radio Law Talk. Remember, we're live 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday and available by webcast all the time after that.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad...
You-
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States will send armored vehicles and combat troops into eastern Syria to keep oil fields from potentially falling into the hands of Islamic State militants, according to United States Secretary of Defense Mark Esper.
To ensure that we can deny ISIS access to the oil fields, because we want to make sure that they don't have access to the resources that may allow them to strike within the region, to strike Europe, to strike the United States. But the mission in Syria remains what their mission in Syria began with. It's always been about defeating the ISIS coalition.
Though Trump repeatedly said he's pulling out of Syria, the reality on the ground is still different. Adding armored reinforcements in the oil-producing area of Syria could mean sending several hundred U.S. troops, even as a similar number are being withdrawn from a separate mission closer to the border with Turkey. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
You know, in life, I've always learned from one individual that I looked up to, and he said the following. I love everybody. I just love some more than others. And I'm going to make an exception to that. There's some people, there's one person in this world I hate. I just hate this.
I'm
person.
Sitting right
I
hate here.
It. I know you. I know. There's, it's a pure hate. It's a pure hate. And I'm going to put it out there.
I don't like that you look at me when you that, Fred.
No, it's pure hate. Is the individual that walks in and brings donuts in. That person is the devil.
Yes.
And if you want to talk about the devil, it's the donut person that walks in and puts the donuts. I'm doing well on my diet, and that donut just called me during the break. And my wife's not listening now, and I had to take a bite. And it's just, I just did it. I sinned.
You're the victim here.
I'm the victim.
You are the victim here,
I am.
Fred.
Who do I
yes.
sue?
Case or no
the, donut,
case.
The donut shop. I'm suing the donut
yes.
shop.
How dare you be responsible for your own consumption of food? You're the victim.
I am.
And somebody else should be responsible, dang it. Somebody.
That's exactly right. Doesn't that sound like a Seinfeld episode?
I think that you are entitled to no less than $100,000 compensatory damages.
Or free donuts the rest of my life.
And what was it? $10 million punitive because sugar.
But I'll tell you this, if a member of the California legislature is listening, they just got an idea. Hey!
Hey! So I had a donut. There we go. Lori Loughlin is hit with a new bribery charges in the college admissions scandal. I'll tell you, we've been talking about this. We got to bring back up the college admissions scandals, because what Todd did is he printed out a really cool... it's the investigations of college admissions and testing bribery scheme, and it's the United States Attorney's Office, District of Massachusetts, has an actual list that you can look at as to what everyone's name is, what the status is, and what's going on. But there's a thing that just popped up, and tell us what they decided, Todd, since you are the former prosecutor for the DA's office in Tennessee.
So
tell us what happened.
With Lori Loughlin specifically?
Yeah, Lori. Let's talk about Lori first.
So as you know, everybody that the 51 folks that were charged in this were charged, and they've pled not guilty. They're charged by way of indictment, and things have been going, and a lot of people pled. Now, the people that decided not to plead and decided maybe to fight this, like Lori Loughlin, that are taking it to trial, are now having to face enhanced charges because recently, this last week, the prosecutors amended the charging document to include bribery charges. Now, I look at this, my personal...
Federal bribery charges.
Federal bribery charges. I mean, everything in this case being prosecuted on the federal level out of the federal district court in Massachusetts. But the only problem I really have with this is something that Loughlin's attorney pointed out, which is that the basis of the charges that are now added were things that were known to the prosecution and before the grand jury and the indictments at the time the original indictments and were handed down. So this appears to be, look, they have the right to do it. They, the government, have the right to amend to add charges. But it's very hard to escape this idea that they're now trying to penalize somebody for exercising the constitutional
right
to
have a trial.
And look, here's the flip side to this. The flip side to this is that the prosecution's going to look at it and say, well, yeah, I get this, but here's why we did it and why it benefited people initially. If we have, say, three charges that we originally file, and we don't include these, and then folks want to go ahead and plead to it and get the better deal, then the public never knows. Look, if Felicity Huffman, for example, had decided to fight it based upon the evidence that was there, she'd probably have charges against her for bribery added, too, given the fact that you're paying money and wanting to get something.
But here's the thing. I'm agreeing with you on one point you brought up. There's a real serious issue here with our government.
I agree.
Going after those people who want to use their constitutional right to take it to trial, and we're going to see what the jury says of our peers. That's all about our Constitution. And the government says, I'm going to punish you more and add on more to you and pound more on you.
So the government looks at it and says, okay, we've got two options here. We want to go ahead and start this case. Two options at the get-go before the first indictment is handed down and before the first person is arrested and charged. We can either prosecute or file lighter indictments, allowing those that want to plead to the lighter stuff to plead and not have the additional allegations out there that would otherwise tarnish their reputation, and maybe have a judge look at it and say, I'm not going to agree to this plea deal because look at all this other stuff they did and pile up. Or we can just file everything lock, stock, and barrel at the front against everybody. Now, everybody looks far worse than what we were really prepared to resolve the case for, and we have to go through and dismiss a lot of counts. Which way do we want to go? Now, my preference is...
All.
My preference is it really depends on the type of case. Sometimes you want to file it all, and then you just dismiss stuff. The problem, the optical problem for the prosecution is the public looks at you and go, look at all the stuff the DA was dismissing here. You know, they filed a complaint against somebody with 12 counts, and they pled to one. What about the other 11? Oh, my gosh. Talk about your sweetheart deal that they got. When was the last time we heard about somebody getting a sweetheart deal that the optic of it turned out really bad for the government?
Epstein.
Epstein, right?
Yep.
You know, he gets a sweetheart deal because of all the stuff that was dismissed. We don't know much about the case, but maybe the case. Maybe
and the Stanford kid.
Yeah, the Stanford kid,
Swimmer.
Too.
Yeah.
So right now we're seeing it on one side. It's sort of the Bart Simpson paradox in one episode of The Simpsons. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. And
right.
Which way are they going to go? If they go light, now they're told they're violating your or punishing you for exercising your constitutional right by adding these charges. If they go too heavy on the front, then they say, look at the government. They came after Felicity Huffman with everything when all she really did with this. And I've had clients that have been charged lock, stock, and barrel, you know, and we resolve it for this, and they resolve because, oh, my gosh, if I go to trial on all this stuff, I could be facing all these charges, and I didn't do it.
But don't you think it looks a little bit interesting at the timing of this?
Oh, it does.
All those that didn't plead are going to – and by the way, you know, we're looking through the list here. You know, some of them are getting, you know, John Vandemore, 1 day incarceration, yeah.
Now,
3 weeks, 1 month.
Interesting. You know? Vandemore was the one we talked about last week that was the Menlo Park businessman, was the first person to avoid any additional jail time.
Right.
What we didn't talk about then was he was actually the sailing coach for Stanford.
Right.
Okay, so he was the first one that was a coach that didn't get jail time. And one of the reasons he didn't get jail time, when I read a little bit more about this, is that not one person that was proposed to go to the school went to the school.
Right.
And that actually Stanford benefited from it because essentially a bunch of donations were made and he just funneled it all straight to the program and let it go to the program. So he didn't benefit.
Yeah, we did talk about that.
Yeah, so
and,
yeah.
And so he was not, his was a more of a victimless crime.
That's right, that's
yeah.
right.
Right. That's right, Denise. Here's an interesting thing, though, on that same point. I ask this, and this is the underlying question of all this admission scandal. And I'm saying this doesn't apply 100% because the admission scandals, like we talked about, is clearly, you know, bribing and cheating on the ACT. But the question always is out there. Should a parent, their children, have preference if they write a fat check to the university for maybe, let's say, an engineering department? I'm not going to say
some sort of charitable donation.
I'm telling you right now, I know an individual family that has written multi-million dollar check in the tens of millions for a new engineering building. Should their son have preference at that college? Interesting. There's two arguments, Callum, before I get to it.
Oh.
The argument is absolutely they should, because that benefit is benefiting the community and the university as a whole. The negative part is, the rich people are going to be able to stand up and get more than the not so rich people. And I guess my argument on that is not so true. Some of the people who have money, their kids can't get in, and because of, you know, admissions rules and certain, you know, we got to have this economic, economic
advantage.
Benefit.
No, the people in the lower economic are going to want some, their kids
get
in, or some, so they do a different scenario.
Here's the difference that I see between that and this, we can come back, is if somebody does that, at least you can go somewhere and see on the books where it happened.
We'll be back, talk more about the emissions scandal.
Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk is coming right up, right now, after the... Except we're about a minute early. I'm sorry, guys. So go right ahead. My bad.
Really quickly, yes, if somebody goes and looks on the books, they say, hey, this kid got in and they made a donation to the school, and there's a ledger about the donation that was made to the school. They know who made the donation. They know where it was. And then you look at the conduct that these people engaged in. And maybe when we come back, because we're running out, I want to go over what I discovered about what Felicity Huffman. Now, this is the person that arguably, in terms of kids that got into school, was the one that did the least, paid the least amount to get the kids into school, and engaged in the least culpable conduct, even though it was still culpable. And it was still, when you look at it, pretty bad when you look at what happened. Okay?
We're going to be back. We will be back in a few seconds to talk more about this. Cal, take us out.
Thanks for listening to Radio Law Talk. Remember, our podcasts are available 24/7 at RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Visit ConcussionMedicalClinic.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Are you serious?
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Huffman's sentencing memo, Todd Kuenin has been able to get through his little dirty hands, and he's been reading it and studying it about kind of a little bit more of the behind the scenes of what's going on. It sounds to me and all of us like, okay, here's money, get my kid in, or cheat on this test to get my kid in, right? That's what just generally it sounds like. But there's more involved.
That's what her mea culpa letter kind of sounded like. Look, I just wrote a check. He said he could get it in. I'm almost kind of a victim here because he preyed on us wanting to get the kids in, and I thought that it was okay, and then later I found out it wasn't and felt bad, so I didn't do it with my second child. Kind of that was the feeling that you get when you read these reports. But
I just want to interrupt for one thing, just to make sure, Todd. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I want to make sure we understand this is what they're claiming.
So this is the government. This is the document. So when somebody pleads, okay, they plead guilty and the judge is going to issue a sentence. What happened was the prosecution wrote a sentencing memo. Judge, this is what we think needs to happen. Mm-hmm. And then Felicity Huffman wrote that letter to the judge about her mea culpa and accepting responsibility. Well, the prosecution had an issue with that because they thought that she was trying to paint it a little too rosy in her behalf. So they filed a supplemental sentencing brief saying, Judge, this is what she pled to. These were the facts that supported what she pled to, and she has pled. Okay?
Gotcha.
And the government did, or the defense didn't come in and say, well, that's not what she did. So this is what they were prepared to produce at trial and what she pled to, which was, first, they got her notes off of her PC, her laptop computer, the notes that she took when she met with Singer, the guy who was the mastermind behind all of this. And they found in the notes, first, she wrote down $15,000 for a passing grade, $75,000 for a perfect grade. She also, in her notes, indicated that you only get to take the test a certain amount of time, certain number of times, and if you take it more, it will tip them off and you will be investigated. So she knows that this is something that can be investigated. And then after her last meeting with Singer, there were things that she had to affirmatively do. First, she had to contact the school and insist that her daughter be given 100% extra time. She then directed a psychologist to write a letter to the school to justify the extended time. She then filed an application to switch the testing location from the school to the location in West Hollywood that was controlled by Singer and his associates, where the proctor could doctor the answers. Then when the school said, no, we're going to provide our own proctor, she emails Singer with the, quoting Shaggy from Scooby-Doo, Rut-row. Yeah. She says, Rut-row, looks like the high school wants to provide their own proctor. So she knows that that is a wrench in the plans of what they've got going. So then she has to lie to the school. This is, again, in the sentencing memo, says that she then lied to the school and said that she had to take the test in West Hollywood because they would administer it over the weekend. But if she took the test at the school with the 100% extension of time, allowing the test to be taken over multiple days, that her daughter would have to miss school, and she didn't want her daughter to miss school. Ultimately, that's where it got. And so the prosecution put this forward to say, Judge, it was more than just, he came to me, said for $15,000 it could happen, I wrote a letter, and that's pretty much all that I did. They put out there that she was an active participant in this plan.
Gotcha.
And so that's what happened. Still, they wanted 30 days with her, and the court ordered her to do 14. Recently, there were a couple of stories that were, oh, my gosh, she got out on 11 days. See, the rich get over on people one more time. Well, when she got 14 days, she already had 2 days credit when she got arrested. So they take that off the 14. She had 12 left to do. And depending on how you calculate it, in federal prison, you get 85%, or you do 85% of the time. It's called good time credit. It's an incentive for people not to be idiots in jail. She got the same credits as anybody. It's somebody that is on welfare that got sentenced to 14 days federal prison and had 2 days credit because of the arrest would have done the exact same amount of time as Felicity Huffman. She got no benefit because of that.
But she did get flyovers and helicopters spying on her. And
she did.
You know, the paparazzi taking pictures of her, you know, working and doing stuff inside the prison, which I don't know. I don't think it's right.
The thing, though, that I see, Fred, you talked about this table that I downloaded that we
yes,
found,
I'm
right?
looking at it right now.
And I'm noticing a pattern here of the government asking for very heavy-handed sentences, Felicity Huffman notwithstanding, and the court heavily undermining those recommendations. So they wanted 30 days for Huffman. She got 14. That's probably the closest in terms of the difference between what the government wanted and what she was ultimately sentenced to. The guy that we talked about earlier, Vandemore, the sailing coach that got no time, the government wanted 13 months prison for him.
Oh, my gosh.
13 months prison for a victimless crime, the only one that was truly victimless, that the only thing that really happened was the school got money for their program. They wanted 13 months for that. The court gave him credit for time served, 1 day incarceration.
And that's the scary thing that I worry about is the government. I mean, here's a quick example. Oh, these rich people, because they're rich, and I'm not trying to stick up for the rich, because it's just the ones that you don't hear about are get exactly what these guys got from the judges. Oh, that's not enough. Ready for this, everybody out there? You know the California Supreme Court in 2011 said that there's too many prisoners in California, it's overcrowded, and told them to release 33,000 prisoners.
Yeah.
And by the way, from 2011 through 2013, tens of thousands of those thousands and thousands of prisoners, thieves, you know, people who've done all types of, you know,
sexual offenders.
Yeah, were released, and they're out in our system now. And so when you sit there and argue, and again, I'm not jumping on the sides what they did was wrong, but to say, you know, are you worried about Huffman going out and breaking into my home and stealing? I'm not too worried about that. Is she gonna? Did she do something wrong? Yes, she did. But don't forget, everyone out there, there's some states that are just releasing prisoners left and right because they're overcrowded. Why are we sticking them in jail? Is what I'm saying.
It's the heavy-handed mentality that actually leads to that overcrowding. We talked about the Abbotts last week.
It's the rules like the three strikes where you have no choice or discretion as a judge.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I mean, that's what it comes down to.
So
we have overcrowding.
Yeah. The Abbotts, the government wanted 8 months apiece for those two. 8 months per individual. The court gave them 1 month per individual.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. The prosecution allowed, in this case, these folks to plead and allowed the court to determine what the sentence was in terms of the amount of jail time.
Right.
And I get that. But often, most of the time, in the cases that I deal with, the prosecution doesn't agree to that. The prosecution gives an offer with the total number of days jail set. And if the prosecution had come to these folks and said, look, the sentence is 8 months prison, okay? 8 months prison. And they said, no, I want to fight it. Now they're going to be in the same spot as Lori Loughlin. They'll be facing not only their original charges, but they'll be facing the bribery charges. And because they didn't want to spend 8 months in jail, they're looking at something that could land them in jail for 5 years.
And Todd, especially when she saw how she looked in a prisoner's uniform, Martha Stewart said she looked schlumpy.
Yes. Yeah.
For 8 months, she's going to look schlumpy, and she's an actress. She's not used to that.
And the fact is that... What they're going to end up doing is if somebody had not taken this deal because the government said, we want 8 months and we're not offering a range, we're not going to let the court decide. And they said, okay, we've got to fight it. We don't want to do 8 months. Then they'll go and they'll end up starting it to go to trial. The government will amend the complaint to add the bribery charges. Now they're looking at double digit number of years. And guess what the folks end up doing? They plead and take the 8 months. So now the heavy-handed thing has gotten them for 8 months. It's crazy.
Really quickly, we got to say it. I know I don't want you to cut you off, Denise. You said something, but let's...
No, we got to talk about Buckingham.
Really quick, what did she get?
James, she got 3 weeks prison time. She is an author, book author, and she was active. She actually paid, I think it was $30,000, $35,000, and was agreeing to a $50,000 payment to Singer, and she was going to have her ex-husband pay the $15,000 balance, and he refused to.
And she got 3 weeks in prison, $40,000 fine, and a supervised release for a year.
And the government wanted low end of guidelines, which would have been a minimum 3 years.
Crazy.
Yes. Well,
crazy.
These are nonviolent offenses. I think we all have to stay focused on the fact that they're nonviolent offenses.
All right, we're going to be back next hour. Join us, hour number two. This is Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.